As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors tentatively adopts budget for fiscal year 2026-27. Night flying helitanker returns to support Slo County for 2026 fire season. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors held a budget hearing yesterday and voted to tentatively adopt the county's fiscal year 2026-27 budget. The budget authorizes approximately $1.02 billion in governmental fund expenditures, including approximately $843 million in general fund spending, according to a release from the County Executive Office. This budget marks the first full budget cycle developed under the county's updating fiscal policies approved in 2025. While the budget is balanced, county leaders cautioned that significant uncertainty remains. During this hearing, the board voted to deny requests made by District Attorney Dan Dow last month to fund four positions for the DA's office. The vote was 3-2, with Supervisors Moreno and Pichon supporting the request. Dow said a verbal commitment was made by County CEO Matt Pontus months ago, but also acknowledged that the final decision would come from the Board of Supervisors. Another round of votes have been counted and released by the Elections Office for San Luis Obispo County. In the supervisorial races, James D'Antona's lead against Michael Aaron Woody has slightly widened. D'Antona is ahead by 501 votes, 52-48%. For the District 4 supervisor race, Paulding's lead against Adam Verdon also continues to widen, leading by almost 1,000 votes, 54-46%. According to the unprocessed ballot report, There's still about 48,000 ballots left to process in San Luis Obispo County. The next vote results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. Night Flying Helitanker returns to support SLO County for 2026 fire season. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SLOCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Firefighters in San Luis Obispo County will be given an important tool at the Paso Robles Air Attack Base for the 2026 fire season. CAL FIRE announced an aircraft designed for nighttime firefighting capabilities, the CH-47D Chinook, will join fire operations for this season. The helitanker will be staffed and available 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. each day, allowing crews to take advantage of both afternoon fire suppression operations and nighttime firefighting missions. The vehicle can cruise at speeds of up to 120 knots and carry up to 2,300 gallons of water per drop. Night flying aircraft have become increasingly important to California wildfire suppression activities, according to CAL FIRE, with cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and reduced fire behaviors. As the 2026 fire season approaches, the County Air Pollution Control District is encouraging residents to plan ahead for poor air quality conditions that may be caused by future wildfire smoke. Particles from smoke and ash can cause harm to the lungs and heart. People with heart or lung disease, seniors, kids, and pregnant women are all especially sensitive to smoke. When wildfire smoke is present, the APCD recommends residents to check their local air quality conditions online. When smoke is present, the APCD also recommends staying indoors as much as possible and creating a clean air room in your home. The APCD's guide recommends using a high-efficiency particulate air purifier to reduce particulate matter indoors by 90% and to ensure the device doesn't create ozone. The APCD also says residents can sign up for text alerts when significant exposure is possible. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th. Concerts in the Park will continue weekly on Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinking, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Nationals beat the Giants 4-3, the Brewers over the Athletics 15-4, Padres beat the Reds 6-2, the Astros over the Angels 5-4, the Yankees beat the Guardians 7-5. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Brewers, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Padres will face the Reds, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, City Councilmember Nithya Raman has been projected to advance to the general election against incumbent Karen Bass for Los Angeles mayor. Pratt held an early lead against Raman, but as more ballots have been counted since Election Day, her vote counts continue to climb. As of Monday evening, she held more than 22,000 votes over Spencer Pratt. Raman said, quote, "For too long, City Hall has prioritized giving political advantage to powerful interests that fund elections." Karen Bass's campaign said, quote, "A campaign against Nithya Raman is one Mayor Bass looks forward to winning." A 25-year-old Houston male is accused of using a fake boarding pass to get on a United Airlines flight to Los Angeles. Surveillance cameras showed the man waiting until United employees checking boarding passes were distracted. He then pretended to show his fake boarding pass, walked by the employees, and boarded the plane. He then went into the bathroom and attempted to hide there. The plane had not taken off yet, but was forced to go back to the gate. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, America's public lands are absolutely critical for America's ranchers. especially those out in the West. And Public Lands Council President and Colorado rancher Tim Canterbury says momentum is building back in Washington, D.C. for several key policy priorities that could significantly impact ranchers who depend on these federal lands.
The SPEED Act, which will help in the ESA and NEPA reform. The Fixer Forest Act, which will bring in targeted grazing, and also how the agencies are going to fight the fires across the West, how they're going to pool resources. All of those things, very important bills that we need these local affiliate support. We need them contacting their congressmen and women and helping us to get these things across the finish line.
Now, these issues and more will be discussed and more than likely cussed a little bit at the upcoming PLC annual meeting headed for Colorado this September. Get all the details at publiclandscouncil.org. Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The logging industry's decline in Northern California during the past few decades led many sawmills to shutter, affecting communities that had long depended on timber production. But there's still a need for logging as state agencies such as CAL FIRE increasingly back logging and forest thinning projects as key strategies for reducing wildfire risk. In Trinity County, local teachers and others in the community worked to secure grants that helped Hay Fork High School begin construction of its own sawmill in 2024. Last month, the school held a grand opening for the sawmill, which is now nearly complete. The hope is that the sawmill will stoke much-needed interest in the forestry field. It's important to support logging through projects like this because our forests don't stop growing, said Ren Winters, a forester and former Hay Fork High School student. We have not been good stewards of our public lands for decades, and programs like this will ensure a workforce for the future. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday to Friday, the weekend, and through Tuesday next week. Low 90s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mid-80s on Sunday and Monday. 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
J.M. Smucker, maker of the iconic spreads Cafe Bustelo and the Meow Mix and Milk-Bone Pet brand, says sales improved in recent months. The stock's rallying, even though its sales forecast for the year is cautious. Smucker says it expects sales to decline because it does not plan to raise prices. Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, is recalling more than a million models in the U.S. because of a possible problem with the steering system that could result in cars catching fire. It covers some Wranglers and Gladiators from the 2021 to 25 years. Small business owners in the U.S. expressed less optimism last month. The National Federation of Independent Business Index declined to 95.3 in May, and fewer expect to create new jobs in the next 3 months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
We're here to help.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. It's not a good start. All right, let's see here. Email into the studio. Yep, you're ready to go. And call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us and fix us early.
Hello, hey Joe. You wanna give it a go? Yeah. Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, here. Mocha, chocolata, ya, ya.
The Morning Exchange.
All right, what's going on already? Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will be in with his guest. First up, Erica Scott and Jake Rothman. They're from the Central Coast Value Network, and you know how businesses can prepare for growth and transition. And then Megan Barth, the Executive Director of California Globe, will be in. The latest on voter fraud and the counting incompetency in California and other things. So there you have that this morning, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Had an email came in before we went on the air, and let's see, where is, there it is. Paso High graduation. I heard that the people had to go through a metal detector and have their bags searched. Is this what we have come to in this school district and in this city? Did other schools do this? What a disgrace. Well, we read that that was the information that was sent out by the school district. Somebody sent me a copy of it, and we read it on the air the other day. And I don't know if other school districts are doing it. I believe I saw or heard that the district said they're doing this because of safety. It's just the world. I mean, this may sound too simple, but it's just the world we live in now. That's what we've come to, and I think we've allowed it to come to this. You even go into nice neighborhoods in many cities here in the county, and what do people have on the front door? They have those extra security doors. We're just not as safe as we used to be when, you know, we were talking a little bit about stuff like that yesterday. Where, you know, you just didn't worry as much. You just didn't worry as much. So, it's unfortunate, but I guess a necessity, and as people would say, better safe than sorry. And safe than sorry, and also better safe than being sued. That, I suppose. So, just a little something there. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
Guess what time it is?
It's time to talk about the yearbook.
Oh, man, I should give you a gift certificate from Joe's Place for that answer there.
Okay. As I told Tracy in an email today, it seems I am not prophetic because I thought this would go away within just a few days. But hey, here we are.
Now, and it might, but this was sent to me. And this is having to do with some things that were left out or missed regarding the school book here in Paso Robles with the controversy of the quote-unquote obscene words and photos, some may say. Apparently, the boys' varsity and JV wrestling teams do not have a team picture included in the yearbook. Also, a full page is occupied by a large photograph showing the back of athletes rather than highlighting the team. On one of the pages, a senior is incorrectly listed as a JV athlete, and another student's caption appears to discuss welding rather than wrestling. The girls' wrestling section also contains significant errors. Both a couple of the athletes, their captions are incorrect. And so, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how. I just assume that when yearbooks were being put together, that if there were pictures and so forth, and they would go and, you know, give it to the coach and say, hey, are these the properly people identified? Apparently, that's not the case. So when certain students look back on their high school years, they will be able to remember. But I guess when the wrestlers look back at the high school years, they will be seeing different things that happen. And I, to tell you the truth, I may have in one of the yearbooks, I have, even from East Tennessee, I think there are probably a couple of errors. Again, I haven't looked at them in a long time, but anyway, that's a, don't know what, well, nothing can be done about it because it's printed. Chris, I'm guessing you don't remember if there were any errors in your school yearbook.
Well, I only looked through it maybe once or twice, so if there were any errors, I just couldn't identify them.
Okay, or they didn't affect you, so you didn't care.
Exactly.
Okay, because what we do when we look go through the yearbook, at least most of us,
We look for what we're in,
and maybe some of my, you know, your close buddies.
Exactly.
Or you come across a picture of, you know, I'm trying to explain it, but then you go, oh, yeah, there's a so-and-so, that, you know, that type of thing. So, all right, well, they're going to put them away and won't look at them for many, many years to come. So, all right. I know you don't gamble, but are you willing to take any bets on if this is over or not finally?
Oh, man. It's not.
Okay. All right, so you don't want to bet. All right, folks, you heard Chris talk about the budget and the Board of Supervisors on a 3-2 vote saying no to District Attorney Dan Dow. So I just got a little, curious. And I see a lot of the fund, you know, the general, the general fund, $873 million. And a significant portion that goes to Health and Human Services. That sounds very nice, doesn't it? Health and Human Services. I mean, I guess we need it. Depending on where you look, this has been going on for a long time, but it really came into full throttle in the late 70s and the legislation or more money maybe in 1980. So what is Health and Human Services? Government departments and agencies responsible for public health, medical research, and social services. Ah, so the first thing is, okay, public health. Nothing wrong with that, except COVID. And the medical research, and I thought, well, okay, I know that there have been times in our history, but the medical research, I thought that was mostly done in the private sector, and I understand with grants and so forth from the taxpayers. And then I saw the social services, and then my curiosity got a little deeper, is, okay, Health and Human Services and Social Services. So what does that encompass? Well, folks, it encompasses a lot of things. A lot of things. For example, Social Services, County of San Luis Obispo. Adult Protective Services, CalFresh, Cash Assistance Programs, Child Welfare Services, Electronic Benefit Transfers, that's the EBT. Homeless Services, the IHSS Public Authority, I have no idea what that is. And you also have in-home support services, et cetera, transportation, and it goes on. Let's see here. Child Services Network, Child Welfare Services, Cash Assistance, CalFresh Benefits for Community-Based Organizations,
adult services, immigration resources, civil rights, commission on aging, and there's a few more as well. Okay, and I just started thinking how much this has grown since we basically got into this as a country. And it's been an dramatic increase, particularly in the social services. Now, in 2000, the expenditures were $1.4 trillion. Now it's over $5.3 trillion. That's the national spending on this. And obviously, each city and our counties, rather. And the social services have been growing. And again, it's a wide umbrella of what social services are, but one can't help and think about, well, we've expanded social services for people, not in all cases, that are what? Well, you can say downtrodden, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that most people, you know, people downtrodden through no fault of their own, as opposed to faults of their own, that you'd be willing to help out, which we used to have cities and churches do a lot of that, which some still do. But the expansion of the social services, just a few of what I've mentioned, has been tremendous in this country, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down because we lower thresholds for people to be able to get these services. And whenever I mention the word services, I'm talking money. But the county government, as we know, because they devoted prioritized the homeless over the roads in a county such as ours, which is a tourist county, and it's a rural, well, still considered, I guess, somewhat rural, and we do have a lot of roads. So let's put more money into the homeless services and take away from the roads. And also, since we have, I guess the numbers wouldn't necessarily show it, but we have more people causing problems. So let's not give any more money to the DA's office. That's pretty good. And I'm somewhat curious on the timing of this. Now, again, I may be assuming that they do this, the budget, at this time of the year, every single year. I can't remember. But I'm just wondering if this was done before the election, how little Jimmy would have voted. Just can't help but wonder that. Okay. Also, some news today, and for those, the water basin issue. If today is your day, is your last day to file an appeal. Okay, this is the Paso Area Groundwater Authority. And I forget, Greg, you'll probably call in, or if you could, were people sent out a notice or something, or do they have to do this on their own? Remember, this is, you are on a list. I don't know specifically who's on the list who may be required to begin funding the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority, and that's $1.1 million for the fiscal year 25-27. That's the operating budget. So, again, today is the last day to file an appeal. Okay, and I think in September, you will see this on your tax bill, your property tax bill. And I don't know what the amount will be per person. So, anyway, be on your guard and be ready and... apparently, there's still some people that are not aware of this. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, Greg, did people get a notice in the mail?
No.
Okay, so they have to do this on their own. So as far as you know, are there still a lot of people that have no idea what's going on?
No, so Cal Coast News put out a press release or a story yesterday. And yesterday was the last day.
Oh, that's right, June 8th, yeah.
Yeah, so what they did is they're trying to get this done so they can get the information to the county assessor's office so they can put it on the tax rolls. So they're under their own crunch to fund themselves by taking your money. So when Prop 26 doesn't require them to send notices to the people that are affected, you have to look on a list. And originally what they did when they put out the list on their website, they didn't put it in order. So we had to complain so they would put the assessor's parcels number in order so you didn't have to take 2 hours looking through 23 pages to find if you were being charged or not.
So just how many people and how many properties in total are on this list?
Probably somewhere around 1,000. About the same amount as was in the 218 process that failed. So irrigated agriculture, wineries, golf courses, any commercial type business that's using that they can identify as using water. And this is where they're using that evapotranspiration they call ET. Basically, they're measuring evaporation, subtracting the rainfall, coming up with the make-believe number of what water that you consume. And just so people understand, the process that's listed in the water code is that they're supposed to measure extraction,
well,
which would mean a water meter, not magical what happened in the air.
Okay, so is there been any device placed on anybody's property that can measure the evaporation, or are they just guessing?
No, so they have these areas where they say they have some devices that are called their true thing, their evaporation. So they have certain locations where they're measuring the evaporation, and we have emails from the city of Paso Robles and the other agencies involved with this group that's doing this that show that it's not accurate and that they're guessing and that there's a certain range of problems with it, and that they can't do a parcel by parcel. So your property that you live at has four corners roughly, and you're being charged. They can't measure just from those four corners. They don't have devices set up just to measure your property. So they're doing areas, large areas, and then doing an assumption on what yours would be. So let's say you're next to an irrigated acreage and you have an open field. Just the drainage from that irrigation on your place, you could be considered that you're irrigating.
Well, you know, the reason why I asked that question, because even on my property and my neighbors were different, because I have a slope, a hill that comes down, and obviously so I get some water, and there's still some areas that are a little damp. But the other thing is we both have flagpoles, and sometimes mine will be waving and his, it's not. So my point is that there's different things happening on certain properties that there's no way you could guess. If you're going to say, well, all these properties here, all these 10 acres here, it evaporates a percentage, that's BS.
Correct. So they're also using last year's fiscal year numbers to tax for this year. Fiscal year. So was the weather the same last year as it is this year? Was the rain totals the same last year as this year? Or how do you even comprehend this? Because they're so worried about getting money from you to fund their organization that hasn't done anything. Tell me one thing that you know of. Chris, you're in on this too. What story have you heard that they did anything in the basin that saved any amount of water other than the people that are fallowing their land right now because they can't sell their wine grapes, so why irrigate them? But what program have they done that that's made a difference in the last 10 years since Sigma started? What project have they completed?
Well, we know the answers. You know, it's 000.
Right. So these individual groups, and I go back to this too. The San Juan District, which is made up of 60 landowners, the EPC make-believe water district that's like 170 landowners. They're not a majority of the land over the common source, which is the basin. They don't have infrastructure to deliver water. They were formed illegally because Bruce Gibson sat on LAFCO. The county is the water district in the little town of Shandon and Santa Margarita. That's why those things are called CSAs, county service areas. The CSDs, like San Miguel and Templeton, those are county service districts, and they have their own little water district. So San Miguel has a water district. Paso Robles has a water district. The county is the water district in Shandon. Nobody else has a water district.
Okay.
I don't have. I'm my water district. You're your water district because you provide everything to your property. So the county has land use authority to tell you what you can and cannot do on your land with a permit or without a permit. But well, they do not have water authority.
Okay. Two things. For the people to the appeal, so somebody gets on the form and, you know, and I'm sure if they misspell a word that it's going to be kicked back. You know, again, I'm being a little facetious there, you know, because they're going to have their parcel number, you know, et cetera, which, okay, I get that. But so what does this appeal do? Do you go in on the form and say, no, I don't want to do this? And they're going to look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay, he doesn't have to do this or he's not in. How does that work?
So you're protesting the charge that they're applying to your property. So let's say they say you use 10 acre feet of water. We're charging you the $23 or whatever it is, $22.90 per acre foot of water. So that's what we're going to put on your bill. And you say, I didn't irrigate 10 acres, or I used to have 10 acres and I fallowed it, or I did this or I did that. So on your protest form, you're protesting the charge that they're applying to you, and they're asking you to provide. They have like 26 or something. They're asking you to provide the information to show why you shouldn't be charged, which is the information they should provide on why you should be charged. So they expect you to say, well, I have a water meter and I didn't use that much. Well, you're measuring my water without a water meter. So why is your number correct? And then the people who look at the protests are the ones that are charging you. So they get to evaluate whether they like your protest or not.
Right. And the other thing here, too, as we're winding it down, is it says that this is a for costly capital projects intended to resolve the so-called issue. What are these projects? Do you know?
Yes, so in the groundwater sustainability plan that we had approved by the county, there was five things that should have been done first and five conceptual projects. They went right to the conceptual projects with the grant money. Not one's been completed. The five things that would have been easy that would have actually, you could really show results real fast. One of them is this fallowing thing, but the outreach. You know, the county hasn't had a groundwater meeting in ever since Bruce took over, so over 3 years. So that was one of the main things. Stormwater capture, easy thing to do. We don't have any of those projects. The fallowing they're finally doing right now. Now, this all started in 22. Here we are in 26.
Right.
One of the other things was targeted pumping reductions. So in the El Pomar area, water levels, because of the monitoring wells over there, have dropped 300 feet in the last 10, 12 years. But over in Creston, at the fire station where the monitoring device is, it's in the middle of an alfalfa field that uses a lot of irrigation. The water's 15 feet below the ground. So there's certain areas in the basin that have zero problems. So why are they being charged anything? If you're not lowering the groundwater or creating a problem, why are you part of their thing? Because they want everybody to pay to fund
Greg,
crap.
All right, Greg, I guess, again, it's too simple. We know what the problem is. I mean, or we know who the, you know, the primary people who are draining the water are. And that's
And I'm going to drop off some posters for you so that you guys down there can see who the pirates are.
Okay, thanks. We got to go. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors approved its tentative budget for fiscal year 2026-27 yesterday. The balanced budget authorizes approximately $1.02 billion in governmental fund expenditures. During the hearing, the board also voted to deny requests made by District Attorney Dan Dow, 3-2. Supervisors Moreno and Pichong supported the request. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th. Concerts in the Park will continue weekly on Thursdays from till August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. on Thursday will be Midi Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin, rock, soul, and jazz music. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump optimistic a peace deal can be reached soon with Iran. He told reporters in New York.
We're very close to having a very, very good, strong, powerful deal. If we go and bomb, which we can do very easily if we want, and we spend another 2 or 3 weeks bombing, they'll have nothing left whatsoever, but you won't have the strait open for months.
He also confirmed two crew members are uninjured after their helicopter crashed near the Strait of Hormuz. The runoff for Los Angeles mayor is now set.
Progressive LA City Council member Nithya Raman securing the second spot in the November runoff for Los Angeles mayor, advancing over former reality star Spencer Pratt, a registered Republican. Raman was elected to the council with the support of the Democratic Socialists of America. The 44-year-old will face fellow Democrat incumbent Karen Bass.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beef Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June attaching. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 attached cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
All righty, it's 8 minutes away from 7. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Spurs held off the Knicks 115-111 last night to take Game 3 of the NBA Finals in New York. That was the Knicks' first loss since April 23rd, ending a 13-game winning streak, second longest in NBA playoff history. San Antonio's shooting was hot early, and the Spurs led by 11 after the first quarter, but the Knicks owned the second quarter and led by 7 at the half. The Spurs surged ahead, taking a one-point edge into the fourth and stretched that out to 7 in the final 2 minutes, just out of New York's reach. Coach Mitch Johnson.
Better poise at times. I thought we finished the game still with some things that need improvement, but stronger than we did the last few games.
Victor Wembanyama had 32 points in his first finals win. Game 4 is tomorrow night, and we will definitely get a Game 5 Saturday night in San Antonio. Baseball, the Phillies shaded the Blue Jays 5-2. Christopher Sanchez struck out 10, winning for the sixth time in 7 starts. Josh Naylor's grand slam lifted the Mariners over the Orioles 6-3. Padres rallied past the Reds 6-2. Samad Taylor just called up last week, bunted in the go-ahead run in the 7th, then delivered a 2-out, 2-run single in the 8th for insurance. Nationals scored 3 in the top of the 9th to trip the Giants 4-3. Rays dropped the Red Sox 3-1. Brewers outlasted the A's 15-14 in 12 innings. The teams combined for 34 hits, including 11 home runs. Cody Bellinger's 2-run single in the 10th boosted the Yankees past the Guardians, and the Astros came back to edge the Angels in 10. But the feel-good story, Trey Mancini, who beat cancer in 2020, returned to the majors with LA last night, and in his first game in 3 years, went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Welcome back, Meat. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, serving you since 1979. Clouds early, sunshine, upper 80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 50s. We'll have a little bit of a hot spell for your Wednesday, upper 90s, low 90s Thursday, Friday, low 90s, and upper 80s on Saturday, low 80s Sunday, mid-80s Monday, and mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 548 a.m., 818 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Alrighty, as we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, doing our job. As I look to my left, I've done my job. There's nothing there, so all is copacetic, so to speak. All right, Mr. Garcia, let's go here on this one. Get on your horse, so to speak.
All right. I'll try to make it quick.
Because we are Americans, we are God's gift to the world, right?
Certainly.
Okay, here we go. What percentage of information stored on computers worldwide is in English?
Ooh. I'm trying to make this quick. 40%.
One more.
70.
80.
Ooh, that was actually the first thought I had, but...
You thought I was setting you up, right?
Basically, yes, because, you know, China alone's like, you know, how many billions of people?
Right. Okay, but anyway, once again, the United States of America. All right, world famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed. Simply go to TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, now we go to trivia, which is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, folks, I'm sure everyone has heard of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm just guessing, all right? Only one fictional live-action... Well, this may be too easy now that I look at this. Okay, one fictional live-action canine has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is... One fictional live-action canine has a star on the Walk of Fame. Who is it? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? One fictional live-action canine has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. All right. Here we go to the phone line. Let's see. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Hi, good morning.
That would be Goofy.
Goofy is animated.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. Should I have said that's a Goofy answer?
Hardy har har.
I know. Hi, good morning.
Lassie.
Yep. Lassie is in, let me see here, 1960 that happened. So, very good, sir. Have you ever seen the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think one of the things is the unforgettable theme song on that. I always kind of saw it in reruns. All right, may I have your name, please?
Yes, James Saylor.
James Saylor. All right, James, we have you down. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now the two additional live-action canines, Rin Tin Tin and Strongheart, are on the walk, but they are not fictional. Okay. All right, Rin Tin Tin, the real thing there. Now, actors with a character named inscribed with them, Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger, and then Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou. I don't have no idea about the Tommy Riggs and the Betty Lou stuff, but...
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Pass Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th, and will continue through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. will be Mini Nova. Another round of votes have been counted in San Luis Obispo County. James D'Antona and Jimmy Paulding currently lead District 2 in 4 supervisor races. About 48,000 votes still need to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off of 101.
All right, here's some of the fictionals that are on there. Not all of them, but just some. I'm a Woody Woodpecker, Snow White, Snoopy, The Simpsons. The Munchkins, Minnie Mouse, Pee Wee Herman, my goodness, Godzilla, Kermit the Frog, Donald Duck, the man, Bugs Bunny, Big Bird, has Batman here, and then Alvin and the Chipmunks. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone tile, porcelain, granite, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.